This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials continue to scramble to reinforce the nation's cyber defenses following a sweeping hack that may have exposed government and corporate secrets to Russia. The breach involving hijacked software from Texas-based SolarWinds, Inc. has exposed the limitations of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency. That's prompted the Biden administration and members of Congress to call for changes at the agency and more money. The administration proposed adding more than 30% to its budget and experts to propose additional measures in an upcoming executive order. New testing is underway on coronavirus vaccines for pregnant women, while another state reports a case of the South African virus variant. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Pfizer says it's launched a study in 9 countries with women who are volunteering to get its coronavirus vaccine to test the safety and effectiveness on pregnant women who are especially vulnerable to COVID complications. Researchers will check for any reaction in the women and their babies. In Nevada, health officials say the coronavirus variant, first identified in South Africa, has been detected in the state. The patient had traveled. Now experts say people need to keep wearing masks and maintain social distancing because the virus variant spread is growing. This would be the 11th case of the South African variant found in the U.S. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Africa has surpassed 100,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19. Continent was praised for its early response to the pandemic, but now struggles with a dangerous resurgence in medical oxygen often runs desperately short. 54-member nation continent of some 1.3 billion people has barely seen the arrival of large-scale supplies of COVID-19 vaccines. This is